welcome to The Last Track, where we help people showcase the last track of their life story in their final wishes. I am your host, Brian Norris, the co-owner of Bateman Funeral Home in Newport, Oregon. Just like a song can bring you back to a day, a time, and a memory, so too can a well-planned service. And today's quote, "It's hard to forget someone who gave you so much to remember." And that was written by Indrani Sakar. In this podcast trilogy, we're talking about where you can hold your services. The short answer is, really, just about anywhere. There are many places that will allow you to hold a service inside, such as a church and a community center. And in our last episode, we were talking about outside services, and we gave a specific example of the beach. So you might want to take a listen to that one if you're interested in that. For this episode, however, we are going to focus specifically on inside services because I get a lot of questions from people saying, you know, we don't belong to a church, or we don't really, you know, we're kind of new in the area, or we don't really know of a lot of places. And so I'll give them some examples, including, you know, there is a pizza parlor here called Izzy's, and they have a meeting space in the that they could have. And if your loved one loved pizza, what better place to have a memorial service? And so we're going to talk about inside memorials. So let's begin. If your loved one was a member of any kind of an organization, such as Elks, maybe the American Legion, the VFW, maybe they're Masonic, maybe they're the Daughters of Jacob, or any kind of an organization, and you really wanted to honor them for what they stood for, one of the best places to start is maybe check with those local organizations and see if they allow to have services. With COVID going on, that is one of those things that everybody has been asking because it's gone up and down and up and down. So make sure you're checking to see how many people are allowed. And first, take a look at organizations that maybe your loved one was a part of. Where did they work? We've had memorial services in the school assembly rooms. And that is because they were high school teachers or they were principals or something like that. And that's another great place to go. Maybe they were a school teacher. You can have a celebration of life. And that, again, can be just about anywhere. I mentioned Izzy's Pizza Parlor here in Newport, Oregon. Well, there's other places as well, and you might take a look. We have a steakhouse called Zabo's, and it's a steakhouse and seafood, and it has, you know, a bar and, you know, sports TVs and that kind of stuff. And if your loved one or if the person loved to go to that place, by all means, take a look at maybe going to one of those places. Now, a little more traditional, here's some things to consider. This kind of circles around the religious aspect. You can have if it's appropriate, they could have a funeral mass. They could have a rosary prior to the funeral mass. There might be in the specific religion, there might be some traditions that they have. When we were up in the Portland area, when we were working up there, there were a number of different religions there that would have three-day visitations, and each time they would meet at a specific hour, and they would go through some specific rituals for 3 days, and they had monks there and that type of thing, and there was the chanting and prayers and that type of thing. And then on the third day, they finished up the rituals, and there was a burial. So find out what was important to the person that has passed away and try to honor them by having those types of services for them. Some possible locations, again, the church is always the first one that people think about. A funeral home, and you can check with your local funeral home and see if they have a chapel. And if they have a chapel, if it's available to be used, community centers. We have a number of community centers in our county that people can rent. And if they're going to be having food services and that type of things as well, there are some community centers that have full kitchens and dishwashers and everything else that go along with it. And check to see if those are available for you as well. I mentioned restaurants and organizations as well. Something else that is a little bit kind of out of the box. If a member belonged to or worked in, like, for example, the Boy Scouts, we had a person that had been really very, very dedicated for over 30 years with the Boy Scouts. Well, they held his memorial service where the Boy Scouts met. And the Boy Scouts, instead of the military, carried the flags, did everything else. And that was a beautiful tribute to that person's dedication to the Boy Scouts. A couple other things. If a person belonged to a union, belonged to like electrical contractors union or welding, you know, there's nothing saying if a person spent maybe 30, 40 years as a welder in a shipyard, why not have a service at a shipyard, you know, on a ship that was being built? Those are just all different ideas of things to do as far as possible locations. When you're going to have an indoor service, there's a few things to remember as well and keep in mind. First is going to be music. Nothing sets the tone better than the music that was from the era or that person loved. So when you walk into a building or into a room and you have in the background music, the music that person listened to, it really brings the spirit, it really brings the feeling of that person into that room. You might consider doing live streaming. Make sure you, with the live streaming, make sure that whoever is going to be coming in, you know, and watching it, maybe on Zoom or Facebook Live or that type of thing, that they know the link, they have the access in advance, and if there's any software that needed to be downloaded ahead of time, that they know about that so that they don't get to, if it starts at 1 o'clock and they're getting there a little bit late at 1:03 or 1:05, and then they go to click the link and it says, click here to download the software to be able to watch this, though, the frustration that's going to take place there. So make sure that there's good communication in there as well on how to live stream and watch. Poems, readings, those types of things are always really good if they're capturing the essence of the individual. During the service, a video tribute is amazing. You know, they say a picture has 1,000 words. So if you combine pictures with music and you put it into a video, it really, really, if it's done well, can really capture that person and be able to honor them and really be able to bring that person's feeling into that service. Eulogies are one of those things that people always have questions about. We have some questionnaires that if people answer the questions, it kind of helps write an obituary. An obituary is a little bit different than a eulogy. You know, an obituary is supposed to try to capture a person in a very small amount of words that goes into a newspaper or that type of thing. A eulogy is a little longer. People think that sometimes, well, I'm reading their eulogy and they get up and they read the newspaper and it's got just a little, John was born, his parents were, this is where they were born at. And, you know, that's about, you know, they talk about that and maybe lived here, worked there, died and were survived by these many people. That's really not a eulogy. There's some books, there's some links that we have that can help you be able to take a look and write a nice eulogy. Flowers are something. Maybe the person really doesn't want to have flowers and they want to have money donated in memory of, you know, rather than flowers, they say in lieu of flowers. So check, but flowers are a beautiful thing as well. And if you're giving flowers or if you're going to be planning to have flowers, maybe you can consider having live flowers in pots rather than cut flowers. And then those live flowers, especially if they're perennials, every time they bloom, you know, whoever takes those home and plants them will be able to remember and relive that moment as those flowers are coming up and blooming again. What a beautiful thing to do. It's definitely more green, but it's a thought. And that's, you know, people don't really, you know, they kind of, well, flowers. Oh, I forgot about flowers. What should I do for flowers? And those are some ideas of maybe even having afterwards, maybe going outside the building if they have permission to plant some flowers outside the building as well. A lot of times people forget because they're kind of in a hurry or they've never done this before. Something that really helps as people come in to the building, as they're waiting in line to sign the register book and then go into the chapel or room that it's going to be, if you have it outside, if you have a table with some items, and maybe there's some things that you can give away and people and put on their free to take to remember Bob or Bill or whoever, if there's some items there that can be taken, that's a wonderful thing. If there's some things that can be displayed, maybe they were in the military, maybe they did woodworking or they worked on cars, having a car that maybe the person loved Mustangs. Well, have the Mustang parked outside the door as people are coming in because that's their car. That was their passion. Having a memory board with pictures, having a table. Another interesting thing is to have a memorial stone. One of the services we actually had little rocks that you can write something on. And, you know, just one, maybe a one word or a two word. And that became something that either people took home with them or they left there. It was an interesting thing. And that was something that we never had done before. Writing a letter, a lot of times you can have some sheets of paper and pencils and have it right there and you can write memories or write a letter to your loved one or memories for the family to be able to either read during the service or to read afterwards when they go home. And that's a pretty amazing thing. One last thing to chat about, and it's been really popular lately, has been having a memorial tree planted. And, you know, on our website, when you go to an obituary that's posted for the person, they have the opportunity to be able to buy flowers or they can plant a tree. And that has been something that has been amazing to me, is how many people are opting to have memorial tree planted. And it's just been really neat. And when you really stop and think about it, you know, a life has gone out of this world, but now a life or multiple lives have been planted, and trees can last for hundreds of years. And so that person's legacy lasts for hundreds of years after that person is gone. And if you think about it, if there's a tree that's planted that's a conifer tree or something, and then the seeds fall from that tree, it's a continuing legacy, because there may be more trees that come from those trees that are planted in memory of your loved one. Well, that's about all we're going to talk about today. Hopefully you've had spurs some ideas. It's definitely not supposed to be complete. You know, there's definitely a lot of other things that you can do, but I hope that it helped you. In every podcast that we do, we take a moment and we remember all the families that are experiencing a loss, and we light a virtual candle in their memory. So we're going to light that candle now. This has been The Last Track. I'm Brian Norris. You can find out more about Bateman Funeral Home at our website, batemanpacificview.com, or you can visit us on Facebook. If you have any feedback or questions about today's episode, please give us a call at 541-265-2751. You can email us, info@batemanpacificview.com. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to listen to the other two podcasts in this trilogy, Celebrating a Life Outside and Beachside Memorial Ideas. And then coming up, the next trilogy is Deciding on Cremation or Burial.